The journey is conversations with ordinary people about stories of transformation and how we may have had setbacks in our life and how we persevered through those, how we've learned from those obstacles, and how they've, you know, maybe helped us on our path today. Welcome to The Journey. My name is Kevin Polke, and I am the host of The Journey. And today is, I'm going to take the opportunity to reflect on actually an event that I participated in over the past weekend. A couple weeks ago, we had a guest on, and her name was Irene. And Irene shared a little bit of her story about her journey of growing up in a very strict, as she put it, legalistic religious family. And in that in itself probably really wasn't the problem. It was actually one of the tools that were used against her and within the family to keep everyone going in the same direction and not being able to look around. That, along with, as Irene shared in her story, a desire to please, desire to avoid conflict, was a recipe for her growing up to be impacted greatly by the control and, as she pointed out, emotional, what she considered emotional abuse at the time. She recently came out with a new song called Gaslighting, and that described in a lot of ways what her experience was during and then after she has been estranged from her family. March 9th, we had the opportunity for her and I to do our first ever concert. It was more of a listening room style in which she performed 11 songs. And then at the beginning of each one of those songs, she described a little bit of how what it meant for her to write those songs, what she meant while she was writing the song, what the song means to her, to give somewhat of a context. And then I broadened the context of what the song could mean as I was inviting the listener into the song. We got some amazing feedback from the 30 people that were there. You know, we got some definite, because this was a pilot, we were able to start looking at what are some ways that we can improve it, what are some ways that we can make it have even a greater impact and continue to create this type of experience of using the art, specifically in this case, music, and the story of that can be portrayed through music, and then how can that open up a path of wellness, self-discovery, and then healing. One of the songs that she sang was Mother's Day. And when we were at the end, one of the individuals in the audience talked about that song being extremely powerful for her because she was estranged from her family as well. And then later she pulled me aside and also mentioned that she had been in a pretty severe abusive relationship in her past. As she shared that she could identify with Irene's story, there was someone else in the audience that had a different perspective of the story. In her case, it was her child that attempted or did walk away from the family, did not want part of the family values, and did not want to follow the guidelines of the household, and she left the family. And this mom said, even though she knows she wasn't perfect, it was not about control. It was about safety. It was not about trying to have her be a certain way. It was really trying to help her with her mental illness, and coping with some of the stressors that she had. It was an interesting perspective that two different individuals listened to the same song, both identified that the song was powerful for them, but for two different reasons. We also happen to have that particular mom's child, who now is a young adult, was in the audience and openly shared about that they have reunited and come back together, and that this particular event allowed her, as she said, surprised how much emotions came up, how much she benefited from being able to see this type of experience. So that and many other examples of the takeaways from this event are leading us to be very excited about the future. We have goals of being able to take this experience and bring them into possibly schools, into nonprofits. We look at a variation of what we could bring into the business setting to do corporate trainings as well. So we are very excited to continue developing this product and being able to bring it to different venues. And we will probably have other opportunities to go to maybe a restaurant and be able to open the public up to this, as well as private events, either, like I said, in schools, in the corporate setting, nonprofits, church settings. So look forward to being able to share more with you about what we are developing, and look forward to being able to bring more individuals into this type of experience and how we can look at presenting mental health and utilizing the arts to be able to help individuals in self-awareness, self-discovery, in healing from their trauma, but most importantly, transforming and being able to move to the next chapter of their journey. As always, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the feedback that you give me. And if you believe that anyone might be interested in this particular type of event, feel free to email me at Polky, Polky, Kevin, Kevin, at gmail.com, and we will see what we can do to bring it to your school, business, or church. Thank you very much, and you have a great week. I look forward to you next week.